Hey.
Hey. Where's Mom?
Oh, she's at home putting up decorations for Rachel's birthday party tonight.
And you're not helping?
I tried, but apparently singing I Will Survive in a helium voice, not helping.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Oh, shh, don't say that loud. Gunther's going to want to hug me.
Good news, everyone. We finally found a nanny. This is Molly. Molly, Chandler, Joey.
Hi.
Oh, somebody's getting a little fussy.
You're damn right I am. I've been waiting for a cookie for 7 minutes.
Okay. You know what? I'm just going to take her outside.
No, you stay. I'll do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, you too. You too.
Oh, wow. Molly's just great.
Yes, bravo. I'm the hot nanny.
What? You really think she's hot?
Are you kidding? If I wasn't married, she'd be rejecting me right now.
Joey?
How do you think she's doing?
Am I the only one that doesn't think that she's hot, Ross?
I mean, she's not unattractive, but hot, huh?
Thank you.
Now that Rachel's gone,
so hot, I cried myself to sleep last night.
Hey, Mike, what's the capital of Peru?
Lima.
No. It starts with a V and ends with an X, and hopefully with a T-O in the middle.
You know, kind of think of it, the capital of Peru is Vatox. Polka!
Oh. What?
Okay, I don't want to freak you out or anything, but I think I just saw a rat in your cupboard.
Oh, yeah, no, that's Bob.
He's your pet rat?
Well, not so much a pet as, you know, an occasional visitor who I put food out for, you know. Kind of like Santa. Santa doesn't poop on the plate of cookies.
You can't keep a rat in your apartment. They're extremely unsanitary. I mean, they transmit leptospirosis and hantavirus.
What are those?
I don't know, but they don't sound like spa treatments. You have to get rid of it.
Okay, fine. If it means that much to you, I'll get rid of Bob.
Thank you.
It's so weird that you think he's so gross here. You're willing to eat his crackers. Hello.
Hello.
Gavin, I just want to say thank you again for watching Emma yesterday during the presentation. I really owe you an apology.
For what?
Well, when we first met, you know, I thought you were pompous and arrogant and obnoxious.
Is this your first apology?
No, I just mean that, you know, first impressions don't mean anything. And I think you're a really good guy, and I'm sorry that I misjudged you. Good morning.
Hello.
But you know what? Hey, new day, new leaf. I am just really, really happy. I'm sorry. Obviously, Heather's ass has something more important to say, so I'll just wait till it's finished.
What?
I was giving you an apology, and you were totally checking her out.
I wasn't checking her out. I'm in fashion. I was looking at her skirt.
Oh.
Or was it pants? I didn't really see what happened below the ass area.
Oh, well, you're really a creep.
What do you even care if I was looking at her? Are you jealous?
Oh, yeah. I'm jealous. Oh, Gavin, please, please look at my ass. Stop looking at my ass. I mean, I just think you are totally inappropriate, okay? This is a work environment. She's your subordinate.
But it was okay when you slept with your old assistant, Tag?
That is totally different for two reasons. One, I didn't know that you knew that. And two, I wasn't some creep staring at his ass. We had a deep, meaningful relationship.
Huh. What was Tag's last name?
It was... Oh, my God. He didn't have a last name. It was just Tag. You know, like Cher or... You know, Moses.
But it was a deep, meaningful relationship.
Oh, you know what? My first impression of you was absolutely right. You are arrogant. You are pompous. Morgan! Morgan's Tag's last name was Morgan. Ha!
It was Jones.
Oh, what are you, his boyfriend?
Man, I wish I had a nanny like you.
You mean when you were a baby?
Sure.
Would you stop staring at her?
I wasn't staring. I was leering.
What's the big deal with her? Maybe she's attractive in an obvious kind of way.
Yeah, obvious beauty's the worst. You know, when it's right there in your face. Me, I like to have to work to find someone attractive. Makes me feel like I earned it.
Looks like Joey's doing all right with her.
Yeah. Hey, that was nice of you guys to back off and let Joey get the girl for once.
I'm going to take her back to the apartment.
Okay, I'll be home right after work. Okay, bye, Emma Wemadama. I love you, wubby, dub you.
Bye.
Bye. They've elected me to talk to you about the baby talk. It's not so good.
I think it's sweet.
Bye, Emma Wemadama. Hey, listen, Joey, about Molly, I would really prefer if you didn't go after her.
Why not?
Because it took us months to find a good nanny, and I wouldn't want anything to, you know, drive her away.
So, what, you think I'm just going to sleep with her, never call her again, and things are going to get uncomfortable? Yeah, that sounds about right.
Come on, there are plenty of other women out there, okay? Just forget about her, okay? Just, she's off limits.
Oh, man, what'd you have to go and say that for? Now that you told me I can't have her, it makes me want her even more.
What are you, a child?
Yes!
It's true. He's like a little boy. Like Ben. Just think of him as a really, really, really horny Ben.
No! Look, Joey, come on now. For me, please, just try to focus your sexual energy on someone else.
Fine.
Take me home.
You want a piece of this?
Hey,
babe.
What are you doing?
Setting rat traps.
To kill Bob?
No, to test his neck strength.
But no, Mike, I don't want to kill him. I thought we were just going to capture him and, you know, set him free in the countryside where he could maybe meet, you know, a friendly possum and a wisecracking owl.
Okay, I'll throw away the traps.
All right, I'll find Bob. I'll get him. Bob! Bob! Robert! Oh, wait, I think I hear him. Oh, my God! Bob had babies! Bob's a mom!
What to think of a new name for?
Oh, I don't know. I kind of like Bob for a girl.
No. I mean, I'm not sure that we...
Oh, my God! We killed Bob?
Well, maybe it wasn't Bob. Maybe it was a mouse.
Susie!
That's it? It's over? Who shot JR? Who shot JR? I have got to get a job.
What's up?
Seriously, dude, 3 years ago.
Listen, can you do me a favor? I'm going to be out today. Can you just keep an eye on Joey? Make sure nothing happens between him and Molly.
You don't trust him?
What? No. Some woman who sounded a lot like Joey called earlier and asked for her daughter, the hot nanny.
Is this really your long-term plan for me to run interference? Because I could get a job any day now.
You do appear right on the cusp of something. Come on, man. I'm sure he'll lose interest in a week or two, but for now, could you please just do this for me?
All right, fine, but don't blame me if it doesn't work. Because you know as well as I do, once Joey sets his mind on something, more often than not, he's going to have sex with it.
Well, I mean, we've got to do something, okay? Nannies like her don't grow on trees.
picturing that tree?
I am, yes.
Where you going, Joe?
For a walk.
Oh, you mind if I join you?
Actually, I'd rather be alone. You know, I really need to organize my thoughts.
Your thoughts? Plural?
All right, fine. I only have one thought. It's about the hot nanny. I gotta see her.
I'm afraid I can't let you do that, Joe.
Now you're telling me I can't see her? You guys are killing me. She's forbidden fruit. It's like she's the princess and I'm the stable boy.
Look, I know. She's the most beautiful woman in the world.
I can hear you.
Could you set my pillow and blanket on the couch for me, please?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this, huh? Did Ross tell you not to let me go over there?
Yes, as a matter of fact, he did, so I can't let you go.
Huh. Interesting. Now there are obstacles.
Hot nanny and me against the world. This is the kind of stuff great novels are made of.
Great novels?
Fine, mediocre porn.